USDA announced this past week that they are extending that deadline again for 1 week until April the 7th for farmers in the Southeast and all over the nation to choose between the Agricultural Risk Coverage, or ARC, and Price Loss Coverage, the PLC. These are the safety net programs established by the 2014 Farm Bill. The final date to update your yield history or to reallocate base acres also will be April the 7th. Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, said last week that this is an important decision for producers because these programs help farmers and ranchers protect their operations from unexpected changes in the marketplace. Vilsack reported that nearly 98% of the producers have already updated their yield and base, but 90% have enrolled in the ARC or PLC. And remember, if there are no changes made in the yield history or base acres by the deadline of April the 7th, the farm's current yield and base acres will be used. If a program choice of ARC or PLC is not made, there will be no 2014 crop payments for the farm, and the farm will default to PLC coverage for the 2015 through the 2018 crop years. Producers who have an appointment with their local FSA office and you're scheduled by April the 7th, you'll still be able to meet and make your selection after that date. But you must get on the list in your local FSA office, even if their appointment does not come before the 7th of April. So farmers need to, if you haven't been by to update your yield or your base acres, please do so at the Farm Service Agency in your area. Farmers need to contact those offices as soon as possible. If you get on the list, you can do it after April the 7th. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.